For a long time, I just wandered around weeping, tearing my hair, rending my clothes. It seemed like the thing to do after having drowned my own kids. It was hard to face the facts. Yes, they were brats. I married too young, and of course I was reproductively speaking in over my head, which led to their being in over theirs in the irrigation ditch all too soon. Ah, the husband thing. That was just an excuse. In a world where men drive everything, this story had to have a man at the heart of it. Everything a woman does has to be because of some man or other, reactionary lifestyle, etc. But really, I was just at my wit's end, tired and overworked. They kept interrupting my soaps. But finally, I got tired of crying. All that endless wah, wah, wah gets boring, not to mention being continuously covered with snot. The world doesn't make enough Kleenex for all that bawling. I was feeling a little insincere anyway. I went to the library, got myself a few self-help books, How to Be Your Own Best Friend, Narcissistic Men and the Women Who Love Them, Women Who Run with Wolves. I really like that one. I snuck into the back of a few Al-Anon meetings, worked the 12 steps, did a personal inventory. Boy, that was a tough one. That and the making amends. Finally, I felt so healthy, I took this job at Walmart. I skulk around the store looking for moms and dads who are just like I used to be. You know the type, kids yelling, parents out of control. If you do that one more time, I'm going to kill you. Hits and slaps, kids going apeshit up and down the aisles. I pop out of the freezer section when they go past. Gives them a real start. I like to say, hey, chill out. If you use a little humor, it makes what you're saying more accessible and helps them listen. Take a day off once in a while. And, oh, by the way, quit trying to scare the shit out of your kids by using my story, or I'll come back after you again. That always gets them. By the time I disappear back into the frozen peas, they're hugging the baby, and that bratty four-year-old shrieker is as silent as a loaf of bread and clinging to his mother. Nothing like putting the fear where it needs to go into better parenting for better kids.